Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narcheries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Zen Monkey and the Lotus Flower by Tenpa Yeshi is a modern collection of short, lesson-driven stories designed to calm an overworked mind and gently redirect attention toward what matters most. Framed through Zen-inspired imagery and everyday situations, the book aims to help readers loosen the grip of stress, interrupt spirals of negative thinking, and cultivate steadier happiness. With 52 stories, it is structured for bite-sized reading, making it easy to return to during busy weeks, anxious evenings, or moments when emotions feel louder than logic. Rather than presenting happiness as a permanent state, the book emphasizes practical shifts in perspective, small habits of awareness, and compassionate self-reflection. The lotus flower symbolizes growth through difficulty, while the playful Zen monkey highlights the restless mind that can be trained rather than fought. The overall tone is accessible, encouraging, and oriented toward immediate, real-life application. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, training the restless mind. Instead of fighting it, a central idea in the book is that the mind often behaves like a monkey, quick, curious, reactive, and rarely still. Instead of treating this as a personal failure, the stories encourage readers to see mental restlessness as a natural condition that can be guided with patience. The practical takeaway is not to force silence, but to build a different relationship with thoughts. When stressful ideas arise, the reader is prompted to observe them, label them, and let them pass without immediately turning them into decisions or self-judgments. The narrative style makes this approachable by turning abstract mindfulness concepts into memorable scenes and simple moral turns. Over time, this approach supports emotional regulation because it creates a pause between stimulus and response. That pause is where healthier choices live, speaking more kindly, reacting less defensively, and stepping out of repetitive worry. The theme also suggests that progress is not linear. Some days the monkey is loud, and that is fine. The value lies in returning again and again to awareness, building mental fitness through repetition rather than perfection. Secondly, relieving stress by shifting perspective and attention. The collection focuses on stress as a product of interpretation as much as circumstance. Many stories revolve around everyday pressures, expectations, deadlines, conflict, uncertainty, and the feeling of being behind. The book emphasizes that while you cannot control every event, you can influence how you carry it. A repeated strategy is redirecting attention from what is missing to what is present, from imagined futures to the next right step, and from catastrophizing to a more balanced view. This does not mean ignoring problems. It means reducing the extra suffering created by mental exaggeration, comparison, and rumination. The lotus flower metaphor supports this message by reframing hardship as soil for growth rather than proof of inadequacy. By reading short stories, the reader can practice quick resets, a mental reframe before a meeting, a calmer response at home, or a pause before doom scrolling. The structure makes the lessons easy to apply because each story functions like a portable reminder to breathe, simplify, and re-enter the moment with steadier judgment. Thirdly, stopping negative thought loops and self-criticism. Another key topic is how negative thoughts become self-reinforcing loops. The book addresses patterns like harsh inner talk, assuming the worst, replaying mistakes, and treating emotions as evidence of truth. Through story-based lessons, it encourages readers to notice the difference between a thought and a fact. A thought can be loud and convincing, yet still incomplete. The reader is guided to challenge automatic narratives with curiosity: is this always true, or is it a habit of mind? Is there a kinder interpretation? What would I say to a friend in the same situation? These questions shift the inner atmosphere from punishment to problem solving. The stories also normalize setbacks, suggesting that self-compassion is not indulgence, but a practical tool for resilience. When self-criticism softens, energy becomes available for learning and action. The book positions mindfulness as a method for interrupting loops at the start, before they gain momentum. It highlights that progress comes from consistent small interventions. Naming the pattern, grounding attention, and choosing a response aligned with values rather than fear. Fourthly, finding happiness through simplicity, gratitude, and presence. The happiness described in the book is not a constant high, but a steadier form of well-being rooted in presence. The stories point toward simple sources of contentment that are often overlooked: ordinary routines, supportive relationships, quiet moments, and the relief of letting go of what cannot be controlled. By emphasizing gratitude, the book suggests that happiness grows when attention is trained to recognize what is already working, even in imperfect seasons. This perspective is not meant to deny pain. Instead, it teaches balance, holding difficulty without letting it erase everything good. Many Zen-inspired lessons revolve around simplicity, reducing the mental clutter of excessive wanting, comparison, and performative success. When life is simplified, choice becomes clearer and the nervous system calms. presence becomes a practice of returning to what is happening now, rather than living inside regret or anticipation. The book uses short narratives to show how happiness can be built from repeated micro moments, a mindful breath, a gentle response, a small act of kindness, or a decision to stop feeding an anxious storyline. Lastly, living your best life through values, compassion, and daily practice. The book frames a best life less as an achievement and more as a way of living. Its stories encourage readers to align choices with values such as kindness, patience, honesty, and courage. Instead of chasing a perfect external setup, the focus is on building an inner foundation that can handle change. This includes compassion toward others, because resentment and judgment are shown as heavy burdens that keep stress alive. It also includes compassion toward oneself, because sustainable growth requires encouragement more than force. A recurring implication is that transformation happens through daily practice. Reading one story at a time becomes a ritual, a small check-in that resets intention and strengthens awareness. The lessons can translate into concrete behavior, speaking more thoughtfully, setting healthier boundaries, making room for rest, and taking responsibility without shame. The Zen monkey represents impulses and distractions, while the lotus symbolizes the possibility of becoming wiser through challenge. Together, they reinforce that living well is a continual process of returning to what matters, even after missteps, and choosing again. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want practical calm without heavy theory, busy professionals, students, caregivers, and anyone who feels stuck in worry, irritability, or self-criticism. It is also a good fit for people who struggle to finish long self-help books, since the short story format allows for steady progress in small sessions. The benefits come from repetition and simplicity. By practicing mindful observation, reframing, and self-compassion, readers can reduce stress reactivity, interrupt negative thought loops, and make decisions from clarity rather than fear. Over time, these shifts can improve relationships, sleep, and the ability to stay focused on what is within control. Compared to similar books that rely on dense explanations or rigid programs, this one offers accessible Zen-inspired reminders that can be used immediately. The 52-story structure provides a built-in routine, like a weekly or daily mental reset, which helps the lessons stick. If you want gentle guidance that supports resilience, gratitude, and calmer thinking, it is worth buying as a portable companion for real-life moments when you need perspective fast. If you would like to support Tenpa Yeshe, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.